It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Okay, we are at the St. Henry Auxiliary Gym again, where this match will be taking on the Rushi Raiders. And they lost to St. Henry in two sets.
Yep, 19-14, I believe.
Yeah, 25-19, 25-14. Yeah. Getting a little hand clap going before the hand smacks going before the game under the net, through the net. And
I know it's a quick return, but typically when they have everybody playing like this, they don't do a 20-minute warm-up. They
right.
Cut it to 10. And
yeah, they don't need the warm-up. I can stand the rest.
Right, right.
They don't need to get warmed up. Just keep on rolling.
Yep.
So we're not sure how we're going to do this. We'll see how it goes, but we probably will stop broadcasting this a little early so that we can get, we'll have to move all of our equipment to the other gym for the St. Henry match. We kind of are in the position of we either have to cut this one short at the end or start the St. Henry match late. So right now we're leaning toward starting the St. Henry match on time and cutting this one, cutting out of this one early, and then getting Diana and Susie to give us a report at the beginning of the St. Henry match. So we'll see how this goes, but probably only going to have the first match and maybe part of the second if it goes three, then we're not sure how it's going to go.
Yep.
But we may not get all of this one broadcast for you.
Right. Yeah, so, all right, Indian's going to start us off here.
Blue Showalter with the serve. Like her serve.
Uh-huh.
They set in the middle. Oh, nice try by Brenna Holman. Got a hand on that one, but just couldn't quite pop it up for anybody to play it. So,
Rushi takes the lead off of a set out of the middle.
Yep. And Blocker's got the hands on it, but just couldn't quite throw it away. So, nice hard hit by the Rushi Raiders.
That's all we know about them, is they're the Raiders, and they just got beat. Is that it?
Kiki with a serve received, but Chloe, and nice vision by Olivia Patch to see that opening there. She just plopped it right.
Yep, right
for that
nice
left side
hole.
Right there.
Yep. Wide open for Grandma to dump it in.
I like it that she sees those holes.
Uh-huh.
She does a nice job with that.
Yeah, she does. So, nice.
So page four, Kent back to serve.
Nice roll.
Oh,
nice.
So that was nice.
I was getting ready to write that down.
I don't have to do those stats.
So you don't have to do what?
I don't have to do serving stats. I'm used to.
Oh.
I used to.
You
take
do those,
have to do
so.
Digs?
No, you just dig.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it. So
page four came back to serve again. Coming off an ace. And Melissa Garkey subbed in the front row. So. And so we just got
out of bounds.
2-2. Back to serve for Rushi. I have a roster. I do. Is Kate Sherman. Looks like they are very young team.
Yeah, a lot of freshmen on their team.
Wow. Serve received by Paige Forkamp. Sets up Chloe to Paige Judy. Oh, nice kill.
Yeah. Thought she had a
pass,
kill.
But yeah. Over back over the net by Rushi. They set up the left side here. She kind of plops it over Paige Judy with a dig up the
nice.
Chloe, and she kind of throws that one over into the right spot. So nice vision there by Paige Judy. See the open court.
Yep. Nice play.
Back to serve for the Indians is Kiki. And Whitley come in the lineup for them?
Yep.
Okay.
Whitley.
Nice serve by Kiki.
Yep. So that's our libero rotation where Whitley comes in and Patch goes out.
I believe that's where we need to be serving it too.
Yep, I think so too.
Ace serve off their middle hitter. Back row. Nice serve again.
Puts them at the 10-foot line. They've got a back row attack it over.
Paige Judy gets a hand on it.
It's a nice hit.
Back to Paige Judy over the net. Left side.
Oh.
Nice kill by number 3.
Yeah.
CC Borcher. She's a freshman. Right off the hands of Chloe.
Yeah. Her hands on it.
Yeah.
And Marissa just missed it. I don't know if her timing's off there. Or
on the block, yeah.
Yeah, because that was a straight down kill and shouldn't have been.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Close the line maybe.
Could have been.
I didn't see that too much.
Yeah.
Oh, short serve.
Nice
job. Dig by Kiki. Set to Whitley Rammel.
Nice.
Nice dig by the Raiders. Sutter tries to push it over, and then Whitley and Mercer walk it back. Set back up again. Left side, Kiki with a nice dig. Chloe, back right side.
Just
out of bounds.
That's out of bounds.
Yeah, I think that was correct, but it was really close to touching that line.
Yeah, I haven't seen us do this. Keeping pace, Forkamp in the back row for some back row attacking. That's a good option. I'll work it. So Forkamp to Chloe Showalter out to Paige Judy.
Oh, that was nice. Oh, good dig by the Raiders.
Yeah, it was.
Ball over. Kiki sets up to Chloe. On a slide to Whitley.
Oh,
what a save by the Raiders. My goodness. Free balling it over. Chloe back to set. Paige Judy. And the Raiders are in the net.
I think Whitley
missed a couple digs there.
Let's see. Kiki, I saw on Paige Forkamp at one of them.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to Whitley. Did she about trip getting to that ball? But that was kind of funny.
It's
she's out there.
It is. Nice
there. That'll do it.
Back to serve for the Indians. The middle.
That would make me trip.
Oh, nice. Morris and Witt got their hand on that block, but just went out of bounds.
Yeah.
So the Raiders tie the score up 5-5. Back to serve for the Raiders. Ashley Scott, she's a junior. Raiders are a very sound, scrappy team.
They are
picking up a lot of the balls and hard hit balls. Brooke Collins with the serve receive. Chloe sets up Witt, and that is going down. That's a beautiful play.
Yeah. So one left. Marissa Garkey is going to take a seat, and Brenna Holman is going to come in and play some back row.
So the Indians are up 6-5 here. First set, Raiders.
Brenda's had some great serves.
She has had a great day of serving today. Let's not jinx her, but
yeah,
right. And there's an overpass on that serve, and Whitley Rammel
Thank you, honey.
She had a couple weeks to think about that.
I believe she put a hole in the floor on that one.
Up near the ceiling, and it's coming down, and she kind of...
That was beautiful.
That was pretty.
Yeah, we'll take it. Brenna Holman back to serve. Have a nice serve. Raiders put it up to the outside here.
Got
Chloe
up in the net.
Yeah. I feel like we're running a 5-1 this game.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. Maybe give us hope a little.
I was wondering what we're
different.
Yeah. I think we're running a 5-1 here.
Interesting. Very interesting.
We've been battling some headaches for quite a long time. And if we can give her a breather.
Absolutely. Give her a break every chance we can.
I agree. Serve for the Raiders. Chloe sets up Paige Forkamp just to punch it over.
Yeah.
Raiders come back on the left side. Good dig by Brooke Collins.
Nice.
Chloe sets up.
Wow.
Free ball over.
We didn't hold
that. We didn't either. And smash to the middle for number 7, Jessica Ewers.
Yep. So, yeah, I think he might have missed the double there, but not going to call it today. So, yeah, the Indians, I was wondering what was different because Paige Forkamp served and then Brenna came in for Marissa, and I was like, okay, what's changed? And now it just occurred to me.
Interesting.
Brooke Holly.
Brooke Holly was a nice digger on that serve.
Run it. So the Rushi Indians, Raiders are set or tried to dump it and just in front of the blockers, so she gets a kill.
The Indians are down 8-7 now.
The libero for the Raiders back to serve. The Brooke Cockley, colleague. So he sets up page 4 camp and she gets a kill.
Nice play, but he needs a nice way to get that ball up in there. And
it all starts on that serve.
It does. Right. The receive is
so
important. And I know Chelsea really, really, really does a good job of doing lots of serve receive in practices because Whitley says that. She's like,
oh, nice serve by Whitley Rammel.
Yeah. And she stayed down, too.
Yeah.
Oh, nice dig by Whitley.
Free ball over by Brenna.
Yeah.
Back over the Raiders. They set up the middle.
Nice.
No block. Right back for Brett. Nice block by Patch and Forkamp there.
Yeah.
And a couple of Raiders kind of. They got it set up, and two Raiders kind of watched it down to the floor.
Get to it.
So Whitley's playing right back after she serves. That's a little different.
Nice serve again.
But she's used to it because she has set for me. So
kind of serve season. The Raiders can't get it over.
Yeah. So this is just kind of a fun little different rotation we're doing here.
The Indians got the lead back 10-8.
Whitley back to serve.
Nice serve.
Whoa.
Oh, he would have done a lineup check.
Yeah.
I was wondering what happened.
Okay. Well, yeah. They should, there were three of them that just watched it go by.
Didn't realize they were. So we might, I don't know if we need a minute to take a little break. I think he's doing a lineup check. So.
Yeah, let's see what's going on here.
Yeah, well, we can chit-chat and some words from our sponsors.
Yeah, looks like he's...
Oh, no, this might take a minute. It's definitely a lineup check. So.
Okay. Let's just come back right after this.
Your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years...
Okay, so we're back.
Just out of bounds.
Sorry, Brian.
That landed right on the line.
So we had to cut Susie off on her commercial for Brian. We'll get back to that. No. It's so important stuff.
Indians up 10 to 9.
Long on it.
Yeah.
Back to serve for the readers is Maya Monin, another freshman. Running with a dig. Chloe steps up. Pace program. Let's roll shot it over. Raiders set up the outside here, and she tries to tip it over, and
Just put it out of bounds.
Yeah. Chloe and Patrick with the block, but
over there.
Put it out of bounds.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Yeah, the official was right there. I thought it might have stayed in or hit the line, but
he was right on it.
10-10. Raiders back to serve. Nice dig by Kiki. Chloe with a nice set to pass. Wow. She looks great today.
She does. Mm-hmm. You know, Chloe to jump set that and hold her middle blocker that she used.
Yeah.
Her middle blocker stayed to block her and
to stay out of the net.
Yeah.
And that was like, that pass was a little close to the net.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Liv is very aggressive on her hit.
Yeah.
Really likes it.
Yes, she is.
Chloe back to serve from India. To the middle. Set her set up, make a free ball it over. Kiki to Chloe. A little miscommunication there.
There she kind of missed it.
Yep. Paige Judy with the dig. Chloe backs up Paige Forkamp. Not the tail.
There it is.
We had a lot of movement going on.
Yeah, we did.
Finally,
we did.
Got one to go down.
You know, that first one was supposed to go to Olivia as a slide. I don't know if she missed the signal on that.
Yep.
So.
But we at least recovered and got it.
Yeah, we did.
So we got a nice source to the middle. Better set up the right side.
Nice
dig by Brenna Hallman.
Kiki won. Kiki won that assist.
Yeah,
she was trying to help out Chloe. I get it because Chloe is running 5-1, but Chloe too needs to take charge and take control of that. So,
Raiders back to serve. Paige Judy with the dig, and Liv Patch with another nice hit. Oh, Raiders just get it over the net.
Nice dig. Forehand
with the dig. Back set to Paige.
Boom.
Oh, yes, another set. There she is.
Wow.
It was a nice set by Chloe.
Yeah, it was.
Paige went right side.
Nice.
Marcy Darkey back in the lineup. One thing I love about these girls, these Indians, when they're coming in and out of the lineup, the one coming in is smiling and the one going out smiling too.
Yep, girls are some. Yep, they sure do.
Great teammates.
Nice serve.
Ace.
Ace. But we lack.
The Indians up 14-11.
And Rushi wants to sub out the
King.
The ace E.
Yeah.
That's New York going, having a seat.
That came low across the net and died.
Yeah, Elena
Gary. Nosedive. That was awesome.
Still serving? Nice.
Another one.
Just on
the outside.
Yeah. Tell you, if we can keep her, between her, if we can keep those two girls consistent. Yeah.
We could get some points off of them.
Points, yeah.
Back to serve for the Raiders is Kate Sherman, another freshman. Indians up 14-12. Kiki. Nice pass up to Chloe. She back sets Liv Patch. Again, another one down. Wow. She looks great today.
They were like,
love her aggression.
Yeah, I did too. She's hitting the ball hard.
Hard to stop her.
I wonder if Brian's listening to me.
Nope.
I don't think he's got an earbud in.
He's not
looking now. I need to talk to him.
He'll be listening in the archives.
Yeah,
exactly. Piggy back to serve. Serve for the libero. You kind of have to.
Good dig by Paige. Oh, and just a little miscommunication. Paige Judy gets a dig. And Rushi able to climb in. Kiki gets a dig. Paige Judy steps in to help out with her ball. Rushi gets the free ball play, and they pass it
straight down.
That's cool. Number three can't be 5 foot, 5 foot four?
Five, maybe up here. She's probably taller than that, but
she can jump.
Yeah, she can jump.
Well, she's kind of like Brooke Cullen.
She's
not tall, but she plays tall.
Yeah, she plays tall.
She can play that front line, and that was a nice hit.
Yeah, right on the line.
And she got the serve. Nice save by Chloe. She got her there. She back.
Ooh.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. So we're nice to see.
Then they might get the ball in the net, but it's too close to the net, so the Raiders couldn't get to it. Our big girls were there to block while they were coming over.
Yeah.
16-13, Indians up. Brooke Colley back in the lineup to serve. Paige Judy gets the rest. And a nice serve by Brooke. Pass up to the middle.
Dang it. How did she miss that? You know what that is. It's Chloe didn't block.
Yeah, Chloe didn't block. Whit was there to block, but Chloe was a little late.
You gotta close those middles.
Probably just not used to it.
She's trying to find one. She forgot she had to be there.
Yeah, she had blocked. Something new.
Yeah.
16-14, Indians up. Raiders back to serve. Colleague with a dig. Whitley Ramel back over.
Just
found a hole. The Raiders found a hole right over Chloe's head.
Yep, it sure did.
And Indians want to talk about it. So, Indians up 16-15. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Are we back?
Yep,
we're back. So Indians had to take a time out and talk about it, which, you know, with this new lineup, I'm sure there's some things that they need to discuss and changes and stuff. So we'll see what they come out with. And Indians are up 16-15 yet, so we'll see what happens.
Ashley Scott's back to serve for the Raiders. Kiki with a dig. Chloe on the slide to Whitley. A little bit of a miss hit, but that'll work.
We'll take it. Probably for the best, there was no short defense on her, so that's the way we like to see it. So Marissa Garkey sits down, and Brianna Holman's going to serve it up. Indians up 17-15.
Nice, another nice serve.
Yeah.
But to the left side. Hit into our block, but it fell back on our side.
That was one of those miss hit hits.
Like, yeah.
You just don't have any control over, so.
Let's see what the Indians come back with here. Indians up 17-16 with Libero Kindleman back to serve for the Raiders. And short for Sabrina. Chloe sets Paige. Fort Camp. Will shot it over, and Raiders have that three ball over. Run out of Chloe on the slide back to Whit, and what a shot by Whitley.
Yeah.
Nice. Pretty little slide.
Yep, nice slide
by Chloe.
That was good.
Yeah, it was. Perfect timing.
It does. Yeah, and a perfect set. That's the hardest part is getting that perfect little set in.
So. Good. And then back to serve, and he's up 18-16. Good serve.
Yeah, keeps them at the behind the 10-foot line, but they make it.
Right side, a nice block by Liv Patch and Chloe Showalter. Back again. I saw her hole. tried to dump it in the hole on the left front, but didn't quite get it over the net.
And Brenna saw it too. I saw Brenna running for her life to get that ball.
So that girl was looking at Liv Patch and was like, I got no chance to get over. I got to try to go over here. Whit put it in the net. And he served just about over.
Yeah.
19-17, he's up. Kiki back in lineup for Whitley. She takes a break. Back to serve for the Raiders is Maya Monin. No setter. We're going to finish this set out here. Serve to Kiki. Outside the Paige Corkin. That's over the net for the Raiders and takes it out of bounds.
Yeah.
Got lucky there.
Tight and low.
As our friend Ron Brunswick says, we were the first one to the magic number 20.
Yeah.
Usually the team that gets the 21st wins, but doesn't happen all the time.
Right.
Chloe back to serve for us. An ace serve. Nice.
The assistant coach made a nice
play by the assistant coach. He's out of uniform and probably a couple of years past his eligibility, but
but good help.
Yeah.
17, Chloe back to serve again for the Indians. Another good serve. Cut through the middle.
There's
a
Oh,
Pancake by Kiki.
Kiki had it.
Wow.
Yeah, Kiki had it. I think if Pat thought she had it, she might have went for it. I don't know, but nice play by Kiki.
Wendell. 21-18.
Yep. Raider
had her hand under that ball.
Kiki. Up to Chloe. That paid Judy. Hit the antenna.
Yep.
Out of bounds for medium.
Got it.
21-19.
Come in a little bit sharper on those.
New York back to serve. Out of bounds. We'll take that.
Yep, absolutely.
22-19. Paige Four Camp back to serve.
Raise your momentum down some.
Yep. Running gets a break.
I'll be curious to see if she runs the same line up a sub game. Maybe to give Hope a break for the San Henry game. It's probably not a bad idea. Yeah.
So by Paige. Raiders will back row attack and see if it's in the net.
And handle it.
Point for the Indians. Yeah. 23-19.
One page, two more.
Oh, wow. There's it in the net. 23-20. Back to serve for the Raiders is Kate Sherman. And close this out.
Yeah.
Short serve, keeping it fast. Chloe with a save.
Oh,
back by attack by Paige Forkamp, and she hits long out of bounds. Let's see. Gotta get that down.
We gotta get this point here.
I wonder if they practice that. They don't do it in games.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they practice that. I don't know. Let's ask her.
Mr. Garkey with a pass up to Chloe to Liv Hatch.
Nice.
Oh, nice dig by the Raiders to save it. Back over the net for the Indians. Set to the middle. Oh, nice block by Patch and Garkey. Raiders back over. Another dig for Fort Camp. Chloe. The pass to Paige Judy.
Another nice
dig. She got over Liv. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
a kick. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I thought if she could pull that off.
Yeah. I wish I could keep up fast enough with that. But
yeah.
Liv had a nice down ball on an overpass.
Yep.
And the Raiders kind of picked it up. The girl kicked it, which is legal.
Yep.
But it went out of bounds.
Yeah.
That was the only chance to get any body part on the ball.
It was a worm burner.
24-21.
Serve. It was a worm burner.
No.
Oh, Raiders have the free ball over. Paige Judy to Chloe to Whitley. Raiders pick it up and...
Oh,
that was out of bounds.
I thought so, too. And I was
selling, wasn't it? Back to Paige Judy. Oh, and she hits it out of bounds. So a little I don't know, scrappy play?
Yeah.
A little unorthodox play, but again, this is that rotation with Chloe in the front row. So
24-22.
There's a Kiki with the dig to Whitley. Raiders nice play.
Not with it.
Nice. Nice dig by Paige Judy to save that.
Nice dig.
Free ball it over by the Indians. They set up the... got a block.
Paige.
Got a handoff.
Oh, boy.
Just off Paige's hand.
Just blocked it out on 24-23.
Yeah.
So nice playing by the Indians. I mean, not too bad considering the lineup change. Just little things. Just little things. So they're going to take a timeout. Indians up 24-23.
Hello, I am Carol Feeley, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-up, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hey, so we're back here. Indians up 24-23 against the Rushi Raiders. Goes over Kiki to Chloe to Whitley Randall. Raiders get a hand on to set the left side. And she just hands it over. Dig by Paige Forkamp. Set out to Paige Judy. Block out of bounds. There we go.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm a
heart race on that one.
Yep. Indians get it. They pull off the win.
Close
that
25-23.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Back on, yep, oh, sorry, my fault, that's okay, that's okay, I don't need a beer, no. It's early, I need one, it's early yet, Brian, it's early, but no, no, maybe Wendolene later this afternoon, they have their big thing going on out there. So what does Wendolene have going on? Oh, it's their Labor Day, I mean a Labor Day thing, that's their big fundraiser for the park.
Yeah.
And that's a really nice park, and that, you know, just anything you can do to go out there and help them out and
absolutely
support them, and
Absolutely, we've got a lot of fun.
Chicken dinners, I believe, are tomorrow, maybe Monday, but I'm pretty sure it's Sunday afternoon. Lots of stuff going on out there. DJs, and I think tonight and tomorrow. So
softball going on, right?
Yeah,
softball starts today
and tomorrow ends up on Monday. They do a round robin thing on Sunday or Saturday, another set of round robin on Sunday, and then the best teams of those play on Monday in a just regular. I don't know if it's single elimination after that or not. Yeah, it might be. I'm not sure.
I would imagine.
Just
get low end.
If you're like me, you go out there to watch softball and end up talking to people watching a little bit of softball. As always.
I remember when they used to do sand volleyball out there. Six on six in the sand. Oh, gosh, yep. I used to have fun. Messy. Oh, gosh, I loved it.
Even under the lights, I believe.
I never played.
I did a lot of watching.
Maybe. I don't remember lights. Maybe it was done before then, but
that could be.
Or maybe I just don't remember. So Indians take the first set, 25-23. It looks like we're doing the same lineup. We're going to run a 5-1 with Chloe this time again, I think. So it worked, and it's probably a good time to try it. So give Hope a nice long break for the Henry match. She might need it.
So we'll,
the longer she plays, but the worse she feels. So we need her for St. Henry's.
Absolutely.
We'll broadcast most of this game, and then we'll disconnect and go to the other gym.
Wow. Okay, we have to give a recap of that. Raiders, Chloe, the third. Paige working with the dig, and Chloe had a tremendous set to Patch, and Patch pounded that one down.
What a great set by Chloe.
I don't know how she stayed out of the net and how she didn't.
I don't know either. That was beautiful. Beautiful jump set. She saved it, and Patch just made him pay.
Nice serve by Fort Camp.
Yep.
And so it ends the dig by Paige. To Chloe. To Paige. Beautiful.
Wow. That was beautiful.
That was pretty.
She doesn't have any blockers on this side, so we take advantage of that.
It's so nice to nobody
with her. Paige Full Camp plays the defense. She reads so well that she just put that ball right where it needed to go. It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Full Camp.
Backdoor attack by the Raiders. Another great dig by
Full Camp.
Chloe, backdoor attack.
Just out of bounds. Keep swinging. Yeah. That's what I want to tell her. Keep swinging.
Yep. I like that option.
I do, too.
Got to get that ball inbound.
Yep. I bet you after seeing it today, they practice it a lot more.
Yeah.
But, and two when you're doing nine.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Just out of bounds. Yeah. And you've got to consider that as a setter, if you're going to use her, you got to put her right in the middle of the court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got to be right smack in the middle of the court. That way way she's hitting as close as she can to the net, you know.
Pats with another nice hit over. Raiders pick it up. Girls get to Patch and Darkie, get their hands on it. Set over to Paige Judy. Nice look there. Oh, good catch. Way to play the net. Paige Fortune with the dig up to Chloe to Liv. Another good dig. Oh, good up by Kiki.
Nice job.
Wow,
Chloe.
These girls are playing tremendous. Free ball over by the Indians. Set back. Girls got the hand on it. Patch and Paige Judy got hands on it.
I'll tell you, I think we've seen a couple one-handed plays there that were phenomenal.
Yeah, it was. So,
I've heard to do a little play-by-play, but great plays there.
Yeah. Good effort by Kiki, Chloe. Paige Fortune had a great dig in there. Just phenomenal play.
Kiki with a nice pass up to Chloe.
Whoa. That's a little wide for Paige Judy, but it worked. She did a smart move there, backed off it, and did what she could with that set. Right in the hole.
And I think Chloe just forgot to set to a pin and just set her at the 10-foot line. And you can't do that with Paige Fortune or Judy, either one of them.
Yeah.
You got to put them on the net with their height. You just got to put them on the net. So
Kiki back to serve. Nice serve to the back room there. Set to the left side. Oh. And the girl had a great kill.
And it's over Marissa again. I don't know if I feel like I want to go over there and watch that and help her because she's missing something. I don't know if it's her timing.
Didn't even get a hand on it.
So. I don't even think her fingertip touched it, and it should. So I'll have to watch a little closer.
Raiders Sport Camp with the dig to Chloe, to Whitley, and
she put that over with her elbow.
Whitley's
with her elbow.
And it worked. I think we got a little smile out of her on that one. Paige Judy takes a seat. This look probably comes in to serve for her.
Oh, that was I have never seen an elbow 4-4. Kill.
Nice serve by colleague. Pass up to the left side.
There's
a block by Chloe and Whitley. Oh, and the Raiders push it over. Set outside to Marissa Garkey. Raiders pick it up. Back to the left side. Whitley gets a hand on it again. For colleague. Chloe to Whitley. Nice. Very nice.
Nice plan. So great digging. We got Brooke Collins playing right back, and she's doing a phenomenal job over there.
That was nice.
And Marissa went in to help her dig and couldn't quite get out the hit, but Whitley was there to help save the day. So.
Nice serve by Brooke.
Just over her head.
Over top of her head. So they set up in the middle, and Whitley got a hand on it. But they pick it up.
Yep, ties it back up at 5.
I want to yell out real loud, read it, but I can't.
So. To Whitley?
To Brooke and Paige. That's just them hitting it into the hole.
Yeah.
I got to cover. I always tell my defense, cover your hole. If they go up swinging, go to a hole, because that's what they're looking at.
Yeah. David Daniel for the Raiders puts her serve in the net.
Yep.
Marissa McGarthy sends it down. And he's up 6-5, Brenna Holman back to serve. Running with another nice serve to the libero. That's up to...
Oh, that girl's a nice hitter.
Yes, she is. Real nice hitter. Ashley Scott hits it off her block and out of bounds.
Yeah.
So point for the Raiders.
Kiki got a hand on it.
She did get a hand on it. Just couldn't quite pull it off. So Ashley Scott back to serve. We'll take her go in the back row. Get her out of front.
Yeah.
And throws it out of bounds.
That was good talk by the whole team.
Yeah, I heard it. Even with their headphones on.
Yep. And Brenner was going for it.
Yeah.
She wanted to pass it. So
we'll see if Whitley can string us up. He needs up 7-6. Sure. Whitley back to serve. Nice serve.
Oh, good. Set a little bit out of bounds.
Shoot, just get it in.
Not the locker in the closet later.
It isn't like she doesn't work on it. Cause I know she works on it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think it's the mental game.
It is.
But worried about hitting it out.
Yeah.
Hit it out.
Serving is pure mental.
Kiki with a dig, and Brooke Collins sets up Paige Fortune, and she gets a kill on a roll shot.
Yeah. I don't know how they did it, but they did it.
Nice save by Brooke Collins.
Yeah.
And going back and forth.
Yep.
Indians back to lead by 1, but
yep.
I think they've alternated points in the last 5 or 6 serves.
So Judy's back in, and Chloe's back to serve.
Yeah.
Hit out of the middle. Oh, nice dig by Kiki to Chloe to take Judy, put that down.
Ooh,
nice dig by the Raiders.
Oh, what a block.
And Pat.
Wow.
Not today.
Yeah, that
those
went straight back. I think I might have hit that girl.
Yeah,
that,
those are pretty. That's what you like to see.
That was a nice block.
Yep.
9-7. Oftentimes when you block like that, then teams start to think about, I can't hit, now I got to hit too high and start lollipopping things over.
Yep.
Definitely an advantage when you have this high advantage.
Yep.
Raiders found a hole. It's like Brennan Kiki couldn't decide which one wanted to pick it up.
Yep. And they were both there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
A little miscommunication. 9-8. Indians are up. Back to serve for the Raiders is Maya Monin. Serve the river and out of bounds.
From here,
Paige called that one.
Yeah.
Marissa Garkey subs in for the Indians. Brenna Hillman's going to sit down.
Paige Fortin back to serve. Indians up 10-8. There's Paige, Chloe, Kiki, Marissa, Paige, Judy, and Liv in.
And serve.
Served by Fortin. The Raiders put it to the net.
Oh, she's there.
Just
she's
found a hole on the left side. Kiki saw it. Just couldn't quite get it up.
Yep.
Good hustle.
Yeah.
Off the back. They're serving, Key. They're serving. Back to serve is York. Drop the short one in the middle. Kiki with the dig. Up to Marcy. Chloe.
Marcy. Marcy Garcia. There we go.
I thought it hit the ground.
I don't know what happened there.
Nice Chloe with the dig. Up by Paige. Kiki reballs it over. Raiders go set at the middle. Nice block by the girls. Patch and Judy. Free ball it over by the Raiders and free ball it out of bounds.
Yeah.
So, I thought that ball landed on the ground.
I thought so too,
but obviously it didn't.
I could hear Travis yelling. That's how I knew the play was still going on. I was marking digs.
I was too.
I didn't even see anybody that could have gotten to it.
I didn't either. That's why I was like, that play's over.
Kiki back to serve. Nice over in the line there. Oh, that was a double. Wow. But anyhow, Chloe with the dig to Kiki. Up to Paige Judy. Out of bounds.
It's a good look. She just went too long.
Yep.
I think that ball was so far behind her. If she would just sit in front of her a little bit more, she could probably see the court a little better and see the holes.
So, we are down 11-10. The Raiders back to serve and serves her out of bounds. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We were up 11-10.
And
12-10.
Yep. I think that's a third serve, missed serve in a row, I think.
That could be,
three of the last four, I'd say, at least. So.
Paige Judy gets a break as Colleen comes in for her. Indians up 12-10. Nice serve by Brooke. Wow, that died. Serve by Brooke right in the middle.
Yeah, that did die.
That died.
That was a nice serve.
So front row, we got Marissa Garkey, Chloe, and Whitley Ramel. See how they handle this little 5-1 with Chloe in the front row. And there's serve for Brooke Colleen. Raiders set up the middle. A nice block by Whitley Ramel.
Yep.
Got a block.
Yep.
Well, we're getting to the point now where we need to decide if I'm staying here or heading out.
Oh, yeah. Because I wonder if that game's over.
Indians up 14-10.
Yeah.
I would say it may not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
So you want to come out here?
So, yeah. So I think what we'll do, we'll have you girls come over before the St. Henry game, give a recap of the rest of this match.
Mm-hmm. Here is the recap of the match with Rushi.
And just to recap that last match the Indians had with the Rushi Raiders.
Yeah, we were only able to get the beginning of this. If that match only went two games, we weren't going to be able to get the start of this.
It ended up going three. It went three. It had a little bit of a different lineup. We ran a 5-1 with Chloe that last match, just to give Hope Wendell a little break. And we ended up winning that third game 25-16. Sometimes we get into these little lulls of I don't know, rotations or what, but
We bugged out. I think it was 16-15 in the second game.
And
how did that end up?
That ended up 20-25. So we had just had a bad little ending rotation there, a couple miss hits, and they ended up taking that second game. But third game, it was all us, 25-16. Leading us with kills in that game was Whitley Rammel with 12. Olivia Patch had 9. Paige Fulkamp had 9. And Paige Judy had 8. So talk about spreading out your offense. I think Chloe did a really nice job of doing that. And then Chloe also had to take the lead in the front row. And she's not used to doing that. And and for her to come out, and she made some absolutely tremendous smart plays. And I don't think she gives herself enough credit for the work she had to put in for that win. So I'll make sure I credit her later. So she did a very, very, very nice job. Took a commanding lead. So also leading us with Diggs in that last match. I believe it was Kiki. Let me just look real quick. I think it was, yeah, Kiki ended up with, no, Paige Forkamp ended up with 19. Kira Wendell ended up with 14. Doesn't surprise me that Paige Forkamp had 19 digs. She got a lot of digs out of the front row. And then Brooke Collick was 7, and Paige Judy had 8. So they started to pick on our front row. Okay.
Right here on Corporate Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sportscast and the sports department of Corporate Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of CorporateRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.